弟兄姊妹平安，
平安。
很高兴今天我们在这个宝贵的时间
，I'm glad in this precious afternoon，
我们一起来思想一个很重要的题目。
We can meditate on a very important topic。
我们来思想一下神的意念是什么
？We want to think about God's soul。
刚刚读的经文，你们都心里有些印象。
You probably are familiar with the scripture that we just read。
那我们今天听信息的时候，用我们的心灵啊，来好好的品尝一下。
Let's use our spirit to respond to the message。
我记得我几十年前离开台湾到美国的时候
，I remember 20 years ago when I left Taiwan。
我的父母好像有很多的话，好像讲不完的话跟我说。
It seems like my parents have so many to say to me。
真是千言万语。
They have so many they want to tell me。
苦口婆心。
So much in their mind, so much in their mind。
甚至于，他们好像在短短时间，好像没办法形容他们要说的话。
已经来了，都没给他们看 ，tell everything they want to they want me to know。
最后我快要上飞机的时候
，just before I get on the airplane，
我爸爸说我要跟你讲最后一句话。
My dad told me I want to tell you one last important thing。
知道我们常常人跟人要分开的时候，要很久不见面的时候。
No, when we have a long separation。
那最后那句话不是非常重要的。
The last words are so very important。
他说
，He told me。
他说有一天如果你走投无路的时候
，He said one day when you come to the end of your way, your road。
我当时还没有想到这句话是这样子的，呕心沥血的情况我讲。
I never think that he was so concerned or the depth of his concern。
因为我那时候在台湾要到美国，等于是地球的另外一边。
I was leaving China, go to the other side of the earth。
然后这里我是无亲无故
，Over here I'm all alone, I don't have any family here。
而且要靠自己去闯前面的路。
I have to depend on myself for everything。
所以他说，如果有一天你走投无路的时候
，So he told me one day if you come to the end of your road，
就找一间教会进去就好。
Go look for help in the church。
啊，当时跟我讲这句话，我说好，我记住了。
I said okay, I remember that。
一直到现在，我回想这句话的时候
，As I think back on this word that he told me，
原来那句话对我来讲是这么的重要。
Indeed, was so very important。
我想您这边很多，你送孩子去念大学的时候
，When you send your kids to college，
我相信你们一定有同样的心思意念。
You probably are filled with the same kind of concern。
你看，你孩子要远离你去念书
，In difficult time of separation，
原来你是好好在你身边，你可以知道他做什么的。
Before he was always with you, you can always see him.
可是他要远离你去念大学，你心中是不是有很多话要跟他讲
？Now he's going to be far away. That you, you have so much to say.
甚至他快要离开的时候，你又
，So as he was leaving,
你有一句话，最后一句话你说，一定要记住。
Something that you really want him to remember.
我相信你们大概都经历过这样的一个特别的时光。
This is probably something that all of us experience.
回到我们神的意念。
Let's go back to the soul of God.
你想想看，神有没有也曾经跟你讲，有一句他最后一句话想跟我们讲。
Is there something so important that God wants to tell us also?
原来当我们有罪不认识他的时候
，Why we were wicked sinners when we did not know Him?
实际上是慢慢远离他。
When we are all far away from Him.
当我们有罪又不认罪的时候。
When we are sinners, yet do not recognize it.
就好像我们要离开他到很远的地方去。
It's just that we are separated from him, so far away.
因此主耶稣讲了一句话。
That's what Jesus Christ said to me.
好像就是他离开之前要讲的一句话。
Before he leaves, something that he wants to tell you.
他说他就是道路、真理、生命。
He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth and life.
若不借着他
，without him,
没有人可以到神那里去。
Nobody can come to God.
这就是神最后的一句话。
This is one last important thing God told us.
要希望我们最后不管什么话都忘记这句话，一定要记得。
If you forget everything else, you must remember this.
神的纪念。
God's thought.
如果要把它总括的一句话的话
，If you summarize,
他跟你说，除了主耶稣基督，他是道路、真理、生命，除了这，没有办法到父神那里去。
That is.Besides Jesus Christ, there is no other way. For He is the truth, life, and the way.
我想到我父亲那时候讲的最后一句话。
As I remember that word that my dad told me.
他说：“当你走投无路的时候。”
When you come to the end of your way,
就找一间教会。
Go look for a church for help.
我后来发现这句话真的应验了。
And it actually comes true in my life.
因为当我人生好像别的都还可以。
When everything else seems to go so well,
发现我自己不是控制自己的人。
I feel that I no self control.
我里面有罪，让我跟神是分开。
I'm separated from God.
当我发现我非要依靠神走投无路的时候。
When I feel that I want to depend on God.
我就接受了主耶稣基督。
I decide to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
所以我讲到这些。
I mentioned all these.
我希望我们在每个人的心中
so that in all our heart,
都开始想一样事情
I want to think about one thing
平常你读圣经的时候
as you study the Bible
你平常在听讲道的时候
as you listen to a sermon
你是不是听到很多神的意念
do you hear the God's soul
然后神是跟你说真的只有经过他才能够到父神那边去
do you hear that it's only way it's only through Jesus Christ that you can come to him
只有靠了认罪悔改
Only through the repenting of your sins,
信靠接受主耶稣基督
come to trust and believe in Jesus Christ.
没有别的路
There is no other way.
因此，我们今天要分四个主题来讲。
That's why we're going to separate into four subtopics.
首先，想想看我们人有多少软弱的地方。
I want to think about the weakness of man.
然后再想想神的爱是无比的宏大。
We want to think about the compassion of God.
然后再想一想神跟我们说些什么话
And then we want to talk about the mind of God
然后我们再来思想一下我们到底应该怎么样的感恩来回应他
And lastly we want to think about how we should respond
我们人是相当软弱的
We need people are very weak
尤其是当你觉得你相当强的时候
Especially when you feel you are strong
你觉得你好像一切都可以控制的时候
When you feel that the world is under your control
其实因为你心中有瑕疵
Because of that deficiency in us
所以当你越刚强的时候
Why you thought you are strong
其实是你最软弱的时候
That's when you were weak
因为你那时候你的老我掌控了你
Because your self-centeredness controlled you
不但如此你常常会出很多大的错误
Not only that we are prone to make many big mistakes
有很多很多的这个结果你一定要承受
There are going to be many consequences that are going to come to us
所以刚刚我们读的诗篇九十篇
That's why in the Psalm 90
是一个很重要的提醒
It's a very strong reminder
其实我们每一个人都喜欢过一个非常平安喜乐的生活
We all long for a peaceful life
也希望有一个丰盛的生命
We want to have a life of abundance
可是诗篇九十篇的第九节哦、yeah, 啊第九节第八节
In verse 8 of Psalm 90
讲到一个罪孽
We talk about sin
还有一个隐恶
Also talk about wickedness
我们的人软弱的光景就在这两个词里面
The weakness of man are manifest in these two phrases
就堕落下去
That's where we were
隐恶是一种我们心中的一些罪行
Iniquity is something that's in our heart
Sin、
uh-huh.
罪孽是 iniquity
Or iniquity
是一个你自己明知故犯又蓄意去犯的罪
It's something that you know is wrong but yet you still do it
这两个是在我们心中经常在征战
These two elements are always at war within us
隐恶是我们里面的罪行
Sin is a innate weakness in us
因为有罪行
Because of the sin
我们常常会明知故犯
That's why we do what we do not want to do
而且会蓄意的去计划的去犯
Indeed, we keep on doing them.
就越陷越深
And then we went down deeper.
所以我们常常说我们经过的日子好像在神的震怒之下
That's why we say all our day passway under God's wrath.
而且我们时间原来就已经很短
And our life is so short.
真的说着说着七十岁五十岁一下就过掉了
Very quickly you are 70, you are 80.
可是在短短的时日里面
But in that short lifespan,
我们的这些度过的年岁
All our time that we had
还是一声叹息一样过去
It's just like a sigh
就是又短又苦
It's full of sorrow and trouble
这好像是神的恩典
That's God's grace to us
如果又长又苦不是更惨
Even the long and long full of sorrow and trouble
可是神是说希望我们的年岁要长
God wants to give us a long day on earth
也是希望我们有平安喜乐
God also wants us to live in joy and peace.
所以他在第十节提醒我们
That's why on verse 10 you say,
就算我们活到七十岁
even if we can come to 70 years,
这其实是一个代表性。
70 only a representative number.
表示说你的年岁可能八十九十一百，可是
you might get to 80 or 90.
其实表示说你的年岁。
That means your age could be 70.
就说你再强壮一点，比你该活的还更多的话。
Even your strength can do to more years.
可是你里面可以夸耀。
All that you can boast.
也不过是劳苦愁
烦。It's just trouble and sorrow.
你不相信，你去问问你的朋友。
If you just ask your friend.
你说你最近好吗？
就是 How are you doing recently?
他说忙啊。
Is that busy?
That means he's not that bad.
那
怎么做？
还不错啦。
所以我们的人很奇妙。
That's why it's strange for us.
你如果问他你最近好吗
？You ask him how are you?
他说没事做。
Then nothing happened.
所以那些是不太舒服的事情。
That means something not like good.
那现在我们思想，我们的人的软弱。到底是怎么光景呢
？So what are the weakness of man？
为什么神会说他有一个震怒怒气在里面
？How come there's a wrath of God here？
这边讲的怒气
，the wrath
是好像神因为他的正义而发怒。
Wrath because of just the justice of God。
其实这个怒气的意思
，what does wrath mean？
表示说我们罪是应当承受的结果的意思。
Because there's a consequence for our sin。
因为神是说。他一定要报应不义的人
，because God says he must repay the unrighteous，
因为他是有一个正义的一个尺度在那里。
There is a standard of justice of God。
因此，当有正义的尺度出现的时候
，when the justice appears，
在隐恶跟这个罪孽之中
，everything hidden， everything is sinful，
一定有一个必须承受的结果。
There will be a major consequence。
这个承受的结果是非常难受的。
That consequence is very horrible。
可能就是劳苦愁。
Could be trouble and sorrow。
也可能是遗憾跟里面的忧伤。
Could be a lot of sorrow and regret。
也可能是你在忧伤后悔的时候，可是你还是陷在这里。
Could be a perpetual regretting。
因此，这个怒气不是说神在发怒。
The wrath is not saying that God is wrathful。
而是当我们在犯罪的时候
，It's just because in our sin，
神他的正义的一种反应
，is a result of God's justice in our life。
这些结果是要自己要承受。
This is something that we all have to endure ourselves。
因此，我们要按照刚刚人的软弱来思想一件事情。
As we think about the weakness of man，
当我们在那个情况之中的话
，Under that condition，
我们有可能自己从里面跳出来吗
？Can we escape that weakness？
圣经上说我们跳不出来
Bible teaches that we have no way out
因为我们在罪恶之中的时候
While we are trapped in that sin
只有越陷越深
We can only go down deeper
就好像一个快要淹水的人
Just like someone who is drowning
他没办法自己救自己
He cannot possibly save himself
这时候我们要讲到第二点神的慈爱
Now we're going to talk about the compassion of God
当我们还在罪人的时候
While we were yet sinners,
神他的爱就彰显。
God revealed His love for us.
因此，他为我们的罪
，because of our sin,
他做了一个赎罪祭。
He provided a redemption.
当我们在还在当罪人的时候
，so while we were all yet sinners,
他就为我们的罪而死。
He died for our sins.
圣经里面说
，The Bible teaches.
他说为一个人人死
to die for someone who is unrighteous
是少有
very few would be willing to do
为一个义人死
for a righteous person
也是少有
very few are willing to die for them
可是为罪人死
but to die for sinners
实际上也只有靠我们的神力量
only God yet is a word to man
因此我们的主耶稣基督
That's why Jesus Christ,
因为他的慈爱
，because of his love for us,
他愿意为我们承担所有的罪。
He is willing to take away the bear all our sins.
只要我们愿意认罪悔改
，if we are only willing to confess,
他愿意再接纳我。
He is happy to receive us.
在他里面，好像就得到了一个我们在快要淹水的时候的救生圈。
Just like in the time of drowning, there's a rescue.
他把我们越拉越拉进他的身边
He will pull us up
而且给我们更丰盛的生命。
So that we can receive like abundant life.
所以神的慈爱。
That's why God's compassion.
让我们在最终的人。
So that for all of us who are in sin.
有了一个盼望。
That we can have hope.
我们只要愿意接受他。
If only we receive him.
也就是信靠他的名。
If we trust in his name.
他就赐我们权柄。
He will give us a power.
成为神的儿女。
To be called the children of God.
因此我们来思想一下。
So let's think about meditate on this.
他的心意除了救我们之外。
What is God's soul besides saving us?
他还希望把我们回到他原来给我们的形象。
He wants to restore us to our original image.
所以他跟我们讲了很多的话。
That's why he told us many things.
所以今天我们来思想一下神的意念。
We want to meditate on God's soul.
我们想当我们在走投无路的时候。
When we come to the way of end of our road.
当你自己没法救自己的时候。
When you can no longer help yourself.
主耶稣他已经为我们罪而死。
Jesus Christ has already died for our sin.
他发出了一个邀请信。
He sent out an invitation.
他说你们来到我面前。
He said come.
接受我。
Believe, receive me.
我们就可以成为他的儿女。
So that you can become children of God.
就好像你去一个宴会。
Just that you go to a banquet.
你收到一个邀请信。
You have received an invitation.
你有你的权利决定去还是不去。
You can decide whether to attend or not to go.
你如果决定不接受邀请。
If you refuse the invitation.
那你就在这个宴会之外。
You will be outside the banquet.
如果你决定接受。
If you decide to accept.
你就进入一个属灵的圣餐。
You're going to enjoy that holy banquet.
神的话语一句就会到你心中。
God's word, every one of them will come into your heart.
那我们看看今天我们念的经文，诗篇一百三十九篇。
In Psalm 139.
我们一起念一下十七、十八，好吗
？Let's read together.
神啊，你的意念是何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点比海沙更多，我睡醒的时候，来生有同在。
How precious are to me are your thoughts, how vast is some of them. Were I to count them, they could be outnumbered, the grains of the sand. When I awake, I'm here with you.
仔细看这两节经。
Let's look at these two verses.
我们就想到神要跟我们说的话好多。
I have so many things to speak to us through these two.
它的奇数何等众多。
How great are the number of your thoughts?
比海沙还多。
More than the sand of the sea.
你平常有好好的听这些声音。
Have you listened to God?
这声音很多。
You hear many voices.
你每天晚上祷告之前，你有跟神来诉说你心中的话。
Before you pray at night time, do you talk to me?
你有没有听到神在跟你说
？Do you hear His voice？
有没有听到说你今天，你说你碰到的问题困难
？Do you hear what you experience from Him？
然后神有没有提醒你应该注意什么事情
？Do you hear reminder from Him？
如果没有的话
，If you have not，
继续不断的去听神的声音。
You must learn to listen to Him。
你知道我们古时候有那个电子的收音机
？In the old days we had radios。
你要去手去。
Make the dial
去选择电台
，pick your station。
所以当你选的时候，你没有选择电台是听不到的。
If you did not put the dial on the right spot, you cannot hear the station。
你如果电台选歪的时候
，if the dial is slightly off，
你会听到很多的杂音。
There's a lot of interference。
我每天在生活里面有很多的酬劳的，很多很多忧愁的地方。
In our daily life, we experience many interruptions。
也有很多你做错的事情。
Many things that trouble us.
每天都要跟神有一个应对的事情。
Indeed, we must have a relational communication with God.
让神来跟我们说哪些是对，哪些是错。
So that He can speak to you about what is right and wrong.
然后你再慢慢听到这些声音。
So you can hear His voice.
当你听到的时候
，After you hear Him,
你发现哇，神好多的提醒。
You realize God has so many things He wants to remind you.
他的数目之多跟海沙还要多。
The number of His words is more than the sand of the sea.
而且除了量之外
，not only in quantity.
他的话语是那么的宝贝。
His words are so precious to us.
对你的生命是那么的重要。
It's so important in our lives.
甚至就影响到你现在正要在做的事情。
It will affect what you are doing now.
或者你心中正在忧愁的事情。
If your heart are full of trouble.
或者你正要决定去做的一个事情。
You are waiting to make an important decision.
这些是非常宝贵的话。
These are all very important reminders from God.
然后最后一句话说，我睡醒的时候
，Finally, verse 8, when I'm awake,
任何你同在
，I am here with you。
这句话什么意思
？What does that verse mean？
表示神，然后希望我们听到。
Because God wants us to hear Him。
当我们没有听到，就睡着的时候
，If we fall asleep, we do not hear Him。
一张开，他眼睛还在眼上。
Yet when we awake, we are here with Him。
他希望我们真的听到。
He wants us to hear Him。
我希望你首先要了解到神有好多话跟你讲。
I want you to know that God has so many to say to you，
而且非常宝贵的话。
Words that are precious to you，
甚至还有那些话，希望我们要远离他的时候，离开他的时候，要碰到困难的时候，他跟我们讲的非常重要的关键的。
Especially when we are leaving， when we are separating from Him， it's important thing that we speak to you。
我相信我们今天开始，每个人都去试。圣经上讲的话，每一句都是对。
Every word in the Bible is true。
让我们好好的去找到、听到神的话。
Let's look for it. Let's listen to it.
我用几个例子跟你们讲。
I want to give you a couple more examples。
我就挑了诗篇119篇几句话来。
These are from Psalm 139。
他说，我们这边很多少年人。
We have so many young people today。
他说，少年人用什么？来接近他的行为。
He said, "How can a young man purify himself?"
就是要遵循神的旨意。
If I obey,
遵循他的话。
If I obey God's word.
哦，这句话就是神在跟我们每一位讲的，也跟年轻人讲。
This is something that God is reminding us, especially to the youth.
表示说，我们平常都在做些事情。
As we do so many things in our life,
怎么可以做一个非常洁净的路线呢
？How can we live a life of purity?
就是要听神的话。
You must by hearing His word。
这句话神每天都跟我们讲。
This is something that He reminds us every day。
比如说我们任何一个人
，Any one of us，
你心中正在嫉妒一个人
，As you become envious of a person，
你突然想到神说不要嫉妒
，And you remember what God told you not to be envy， not to envy。
这就是神在提醒我们。
That is God reminding you。
就遵循他的话
，Obey them。
那我们走的路就是非常。接近
then our path will be purified.
后面他还有一句话
and there's another word that comes following.
他说如果嫉妒的话
if you are envious,
那骨头都会烂的
there will be rotten in your bone.
意思说你的身体都会坏的
it's going to be damaging to your body.
因为一个忧伤的人一个心中有问题的人
someone who is sorrowful, who has problems,
他的心中的情绪都被影响
His inner person are greatly affected
所以神常常在跟我们讲一些话
That's why God continues to remind us
他的意念常常在我们的耳边
His soul is always in our ear
在这时候我们要常常去听
We must listen to Him
听刚刚那句话里说听不够
We must not only listen
听一定要去遵循他的话
and you must follow
所以刚刚那句话表示两个意思
so there are two things that included in that verse
我们可能听到他的话
we might hear his voice
可是我们如果走在路上的时候
if I we are walking
我们必须要开始按照他的话语去行事
we must follow his way
下面还有一句话我们来思想一下
and then the next verse
他说神的话对我有益
He said your word is beneficial to me
胜于千万的金银
is more than the precious gold
你相信吗
Do you believe that?
他是说他的话比这些很富有的钱金银都要重要
He said his word is more precious than gold
这是我们一个挑战
This is a challenge for us
你听到这句话你真的愿意接受
Do you really believe that?
我们上次传福音给一些大学生。
We were sharing a gospel to a college student.
他们毕业以后要回到中国去。
After graduate, they plan to go back to China.
他就说这句话对我来讲，我们怎么到回去做？
He said,
如果把神的话语重于千万的金银。
He said, how can we actually treat God to us more patiently?
No. 因为如果这样做到大陆去找司法，一定穷得不得了。
You will never get a good job, with that attitude.
你们相信这句话？
Do you believe?
你相信我们人说的话，我们如果不按照神的话去做，就会穷。
Do you think that if we don't follow God's word, if we follow God's word, we will end up in poverty?
还是说刚刚神的话说，神的话比千万的金银都要还要重要？
But the Bible says that God's word is more precious than gold.
我们要思想一下。
We must meditate on this.
我们常常拿到神的话语、神的意念。
We heard many of God's words and God's thought.
当我们在去做的时候
，As we try to follow,
你心中的信心是放在神的话上
？Are your faith on God's word?
还是放在你心中自己的想法，还是别人的想法
？Or you are depending on your own judgment?
我们可以思想。
Let's think about this.
今天主日学我们就有一个题目给大家做。
那个topic for Sunday school, you think about.
可是我们平常听到神的话，你愿意遵循做吗？
After you heard God's word, are you willing to follow it?
其实刚刚那句话讲到后面，连在一起的话，你会让你惊讶。
When all these are put together, you will be surprised.
另外一句话是119篇的11节说，我将你的话藏在心里。
In Psalm 119, he said, I put your word in my heart.
免得我得罪你。
So that I will not sin against you.
所以如果把这句话跟刚刚话连在一起的话，
If you put all these verses together,
你就发现原来这些话语是让我们不得罪神。
We realize all these God's words so that we will not sin against him.
最近跟几位朋友们聊天。
I was talking to a few of my friends.
大陆的股票市场出大跌吗？
The stock market in China was really crashing.
美国好像401k变成201k。可是确实有真的 case.
These are real true story.
有的人真的人很奇怪。
People are strange.
他真的会把所有东西放在一个地方。
They put all their assets in one place.
他以为那边会暴涨。
He expect to explode, go up.
可是口头上说差不多了，差不多了。
When you say, oh, I got it's almost enough.
应该拿出来了，
还是withdraw it now.
可是人的心很奇怪。
Our heart is so strange.
当市场在涨的时候
，while the market is going up，
没有一个人要卖。
Nobody wants to sell.
就算已经赚了很多了
，even if you already earn so much，
结果股票跌的时候
，once the market becomes calm down，
来不及
了 ，too late。
可是人也很奇怪
，even more strange。
股票跌的时候
，after it's calm down so much，
他也不想卖。
He doesn't want to sell either.
就看着慢慢慢慢就不见掉。
So gradually, the market is
dying. 这个例子太多了。
There are so many of these examples.
我40年前听到过。
I heard it 40 years ago.
30年前也有。
30 years ago, I heard about.
20年前还有人为这件事情自杀。
20 years ago, there are people who suicide.
那现在又有人为这件事情自杀。
Today, there are people who kill themselves.
而且明明讲的，你要按照神的话去做。
Then the Bible teaches us, we must follow His word.
不要贪财
，Do not be, do not love money.
贪财是万恶之根
，Because the love of the money is the root of all evil.
神一直在跟我讲
，God continuously reminds us.
可当股票在涨的时候
，While the market is going up,
你觉得不把钱放进去是万恶之根
？You say, my, the evil that I'm putting my money in there.
而且口头上说投资投资
，I want to invest.
心里面是投机投机
，I want to invest.
人就是很奇怪。
That we are so strange.
所以为什么神要为我们的罪，他爱我们
？Because of our sin, yet God loves us.
他可以不要管我们。
He can just ignore us.
可刚刚这句话，我们睡醒的时候
，But we, the Lord tell us when we awake,
他还在我们中间。
He is there.
就好像你们孩子今年大学的时候
，Just when you can go to college.
我不知道你这边有没有啊？早上打电话叫他起床。
Do you call him in the party to wake up?
没有。
Anyone you call him wake up?
那你们的孩子蛮成熟的，我不知道有的孩子叫他醒习惯了。 念大学还早上打电话给你，该起床了。
I know some parents give call the son to wake him up in the morning.
可是讲到我们自己
if we talk about ourselves,
罪人的本性的时候
the nature of man,
神确实在整天给我们打电话。
Indeed, God is calling us daily.
他说该醒。
He said, wake up.
不要再沉睡下去。
Don't slumber anymore.
这是神的意念。
God is all for us is that we stay awake.
他还在我们边上。
When we awake, He is in there.
下面再听一听看看。他说神的话安定在天。
God's word is secure in heaven.
直到永远。
And is eternal.
这句话其实对我们每一个人都有直接的影响。
These have a direct effect on us.
他的话安定在天的意思。
His word set security in heaven.
要说所有世界的秩序，他都已经定好了。
Because the order of God of the whole world is being set by him.
他把所有的标准都已经定好了。
He already set all the standards.
他也把所有的中间的关系、人际关系，我们该怎么讲话都定好了。
He also set the interrelationship between them.
不只是物理原理、化学原理。
Not only physical laws and chemical laws.
不只是物质上面的关系。
Not only physical things.
我们人的感情世界、灵性世界都已经定好。
Also our physical, our emotional world are already set by Him.
所以他的话语是安定在天。
That's why His word is set in heaven.
定好。
Is already set.
而且安安的定好了。
Is securely set.
这是他创造天地说好的。
That's why he after the creation that everything is good.
全部造完以后说是甚好。
After the completion of creation that everything is very good.
表示说他所有定好的规律就是他的原则。
Because all these laws are his regulation.
如果我们不在他原则里面生存的话。
If we live outside that regulation.
这就是罪。
That is sin.
我们没有走对路。
We are.
我们没有打中圆心
we miss the target
而且他又讲的是而且是直到永远
and that word are set eternally
表示说这个秩序
that means that order
神所定的原则
the law that God set
永远不会改变
that never change
你看到我们上一代的问题
we see the problem of the earlier generation
以前家里古时候的问题
We heard the problem in the family.
再想想我们附近我们自己家里的问题。
And then look at our own family now.
我们朋友中间的问题。
The problem in our friend's family.
日光下没有新鲜事。
There's no thing, no new thing under heaven.
如果不把神的意念摆在我们心中。
If we do not put God's soul in our heart.
去遵守去行的话。
To follow and to obey.
同样的问题会发生。
The same problem will occur.
我们的下一代。
Our next generation,
我们的年轻人
our young people,
虽然很多科技都改变
even though a lot of technology has changed,
可是所有的神所定的秩序还是一样
yet the order that God has given is the same.
所以神的话语安定在天
that's why God's word was set in heaven,
直到永远
and to stay eternally.
这是神用好的方面对我们讲
this is something that God tells us in a positive way.
如果我再用下面一句的话，我们来思想一下。
Let's look at the next verse.
他说：“我若不是喜爱你的律法
，If I do not love your law，
早就在苦难中灭绝了。
I would have perished in sorrow。”
这是很严重的提醒。
These are very serious reminder.
也是一位经历过神话语的人。
If someone who experienced God's word，
他说
，He tell you，
若不是他爱神的律法。
If not for his love for God's law,
听神的话语
listen to God's word,
早就在苦难中灭绝
he will perish in sorrow.
也是对我们一个提醒
This is a reminder for us.
也是神有时候在跟我们在沉迷之中的时候
While we are in our slumber, God help us.
他要邀请我们
He wants to awake us.
必须在他道理上行走
You must walk on his word.
而且必须要遵守他的规律而行。
You must live under God's law.
要不然的话，一定是在苦难中会灭绝。
Otherwise, you will be perishing. You will perish.
所以我想，这些神的话语，他的意念
，All these God's thoughts,
让我们思想到
，so that we can remember.
平 平常我们所读的经文
all the verse that we read
千万不要只是放在头脑里
don't just have an intellectual meditation
说我懂了这句话
just say I understand
按照刚刚我们讲神的意念
we must know his thought
他没有说摆在头脑里
he said don't just not just say put it in your head
他说要遵循
it's for us to follow
要藏在心里
to put into our heart
藏在心里的意思表示你非常看重的意思让你在开始做事情的时候让你心中来仔细思想对与错
so that constantly your heart is thinking over the things right
让神的灵来提醒我
that you allow God's spirit to remind us
使得我们不得罪他
so that let's be receiving him
而且要确定要相信
that indeed I will believe
神的话语已经安定在心
that his word is set securely in heaven
直到永远
to eternity
意思说
that mean
不是说这句话只是给那个家庭用
that the word is just for that family
或者这句话是给我的太太用
it's just for my wife
或者我先生需要听
is my husband needs to hear this
这个他定律是给每一个人
the word is for everyone
每一个家庭
for every family
而且我们未来的儿女的家庭
even for the children the family of our children
然后还有一句话你们都很熟悉他说神的话是我们脚前的灯
The word of God is the lamp to my path
然后呢路上的光
And light on my way
脚前的灯路上的光
is the light of my path
脚前的灯是你近处的
It's something that's near light is something that's near
路上的光是远处的
the light of the road is Far away.
所以神的话语不只是让你看到你附近的问题
God's word not only will illuminate what's near
也看到远远的里程牌路程牌在什么地方
So we can see further
所以神的话语
God's word
他的意念
His mind
不只是告诉我们目前要做的事情
So we illuminate what's imminent
也让我们看到说哦我们往前走应该怎么样
So we can see the way to come
你的路的选择应该怎么选择
We can choose the right path
所以神的意念一直在引导我们
That's why God's soul is constantly leading us
神他说有光就有光
When God says let there be light there is light
所以这个灯跟光
This light and brightness
不只是那个光而已
Not just the brightness
是导引引导的力量
你三边三边加一点
所以如果我们把神的话真正把神的意念摆在心中的时候
If you put God's word in your heart
神的光
the brightness of his light
是导引我们的力量
will be the leading guide for us
我们常常把这句话弄错
Very often we mistaken that verse
我们以为这个光只是一个 sign
We thought the light is just a sign for us
其实那个光是一个导引的力量
The light is something that will lead you.
当我们心中的意念，神的意念，我们开始看重的时候
，When we begin to value God's thought，
开始遵行的时候
，We begin to follow Him.
这个光就是我们推动的力量。
The light will be the propelling force for us.
把我们附近的问题都解决。
He will resolve the trouble around us.
也把我们未来的方向都。
He will set the goal for us to follow.
所以，神的意念就是我们的智慧。
That's why God's Mind is our wisdom.
这些智慧跟聪明
This wisdom and knowledge
必须要去遵循才会出现
We must follow for it to come true.
就像刚刚说的脚前的灯路上的光
That's why the lamp of my path and the light of my way.
你如果只是看见而已
If you can only see so near
顶多只说你看到
You can only say I see it.
如果这个光是变成你引导的力量
If light is something that is guiding you,
表示你看到也愿意跟着走下去。
I mean you see it and you are following.
这就是神帮助我们往前走的力量。
That is how God helps us to progress, to move forward.
这就是聪明和智慧。
That is wisdom and that is knowledge.
所以我们现在要思想一下，我们应该怎么样来回应。
How are we going to respond to God's words?
刚刚我们念的经文很长，我把大家稍微归纳一下。
This is a long chapter, but I want to summarize it.
首先我们要知道神的意念，他的意念不是一个让我们受苦的意念。
God's God's goal is not to let us suffer.
而且他的意念是让我们能够得平安的意念。
His goal is for us to live in peace.
在以赛亚书五十五章。
In Isaiah chapter 55.
的第八节到十三节。
Verse 8 to 13.
那如果打开也可以，我们一起念来看一看。他的第八节是这样说，他说耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你的道路，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
The verse says that my soul is not your soul, my way is not your way, but heaven is higher than earth, my way is higher than yours.
意思说
What does that mean?
神的意念
God's thought
绝对不是我们心中可以自己想得到
It's not something that we can come out with
你必须好好地听他的声音
You must hear it
你要超过你自己老我的心中的想法
You must go beyond what your own self is thinking
去听神的
You must hear God's thought
要不然你听了很多自己的想法
You're going to hear a lot of your own thought
然后到十二十三节
That's why in verse 13,
他说你们要呼求我祷告我我就应允你们
He said you must pray to me and I will answer
你们寻求我若专心地寻求我就必寻
求 If you seek me and seek me earnestly you will find me
所以当我们要回应的时候
If we are to respond to God
就按照刚刚的原则来思想
We must follow this principle
刚刚的原则也是神的意念
That principle is God's thought
因为他跟我说他的意念高过我们你必须好好的听
He said his thoughts are higher than our thoughts
他的道路比我们要走的是高的
His way is higher than our way
因此我们一定要呼求跟寻找
That we must beseech and cry out to him
我们必须要祷告
We must pray to him
我们要专心的寻求
We must seek him with all our heart
你就发现这些意念让他发现清楚
You would like to see the clarity of God's thought.
就好像你在选电台的时候。
就在 you turning the dial.
你越接近电台。
You come closer to the right spot.
就越来越听得到。
You will become more clear.
你慢慢就越来越准。
And you're going to hear more distinctly.
我们当开始操练的时候。
As we begin to train ourselves to hear God's word.
可能电台选不准。
你知道 we have trouble putting the dial in the right place.
常常还有很多的杂音。
So many interference.
可是你慢慢的就对准。
But gradually you go to find the right, sort of down in the right place.
所以为什么要呼求祷告
？That's why we must beseech and we must cry out to him.
而且要寻求，然后专心的寻求。
We must search him. We must search him with all our heart.
就表示说，我们真是要把我们的这个专心，而且意愿、渴慕的愿摆进去。
I mean, all our earnest search must be focused on him.
所以在诗篇九十篇里面。
That's why in Psalm 90,
如果十二节，如果翻
成 verse 12,
十二节啊，好，你看到十二节，我们一起念一下十二节，来。
求你指教我怎么样数圣祭祀的日子，好叫我们在做智慧的心。
这是第一个求。
This is the first prayer, search.
求。
Beseech.
表示说我们一定要有一个渴慕的心
I mean we must earnestly seek him
不要再靠自己的聪明了
No longer depend on our own wisdom
要神的智慧来到你的心中
May God's wisdom come to our heart
让每天过的日子是有意义的日子
So that we can live a meaningful day
而不是说我们想活怎么就怎么活
Not live the life the way we like
因为按照我们的活法
You know, we live the way that we want.
到最后你回头一看
When you look back,
是劳苦愁烦
It's all trouble and sorrow.
转眼成空
Everything comes to emptiness.
然后如飞而去
And everything flies away.
所以求神早早地赐给我们智慧的心
Pray God will give us the heart of wisdom early.
第二个，在十三节，我们一起念十三节。
Verse 13,
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你回转，为你的仆人后悔。
求你转回。
Relent,
你知道，当神的意念在我们 不断的在我们边上发出声音的时候，
When God will constantly reminding us，
这个转为是我们回到他的路上。
To relent is for us to turn back to Him，
要让我们是越走越远。
Otherwise we won't be going out further。
转回是让我们自己对准神的方向。
To return so that we can go back to Him，
所以我们要求神。
So we must seek Him，
帮助我们回到你的身边。
To return us to the His path。
因为里面我们有很多老我的征战。
Because there are so many battles between ourselves。
就一个最简单的例子。
A simple example。
他说神的话语重于千万的金银。
He said God's word is more precious than gold。
讲起来容易。
The word is simple。
当你开始碰到这个事情，你要选择的时候。
But if you come to choose，
你怎么选？
How you choose？
你有信心选怎样你走的道路？
Do you have faith to choose the path that God has for you？
这句话就是求神帮助我们回到神的路上。
That's the word that we seek Him to ask Him to help us come back with His。
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham，
他是我们的信心之父
，the father of faith。
他知道所有的福分从神来。
He know all blessings come from God。
他可以把金银丢掉做神啊，我知道福分从你而来，你一定会让我富足。
He can abandon the treasure of the world because he knows God will give him
因为他听到神的记录。
Because he heard God's soul。
所以他是一个信心之
父。That's why he become the father of faith。
所以神给他的应许。
God made promise to him。
后来完全应验。
And all the promise come true。
他中间有没有困难？
Even though he experienced difficulty，
中间一定有很大的困难。
He experienced many difficulties。
他的小辈、他的朋友都变成富有。
All his friends, all his nephew are becoming rich。
可是他还是按照神的话语在行。
But still, he was a wanderer himself。
可是那些都失败了后。
In the end, all the other people failed。
最后神把他提起来。
And God raised Abraham。
神的意念高过我们。
Because God's soul are higher than our soul。
你不信。
Do you believe it?
第十四节
Verse 14，
我们一起念十四节。
求你使我们早早的报得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
求神早早的把大大的慈爱让我们吃饱，对不对？
Satisfy us with your grace。
神的爱就是能力。
God's grace is our strength。
神的爱就是让我们做任何事情都不会失败的力量。
God's grace is something that will strengthen us。
神就是爱。
For He is love。
当我们大大得到神的爱
，When we experience God's love，
就是大大的得到神的时候。
When we receive Him，
当圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们心中的时候
，When God pours love into our heart，
你的力量就出来。
Your strength will come。
不是我们可以做什么。
It's not something that we can do something。
而是当神的爱充满我们的时候。
It's when we are full of God's love，
你所走的一定是欢呼喜乐的人生。
You're going to walk on the path of joy。
我们再看下一个十五节。
Verse 15。
我们一起来念。
求你，让我们受苦日子，我们做患难的人群，叫我们喜乐。
叫我们喜乐。
又是一个求。
There is another seeking。
我们有时候在困难之中。
While we are in affliction。
可能凭着盼望看到神的计划在前面
With hope we see God's plan for us。
可是神可以帮助我们得到喜乐。
God can help us experience His joy。
而且你在喜乐中得到力量
In that joy you will have strength。
就是你以后的生命的帮助。
And that will be the help for our life。
所以十五节我们也可以好好跟神求。
That's why we can pray using verse 15。
所以刚刚我们讲的有四个求。
Yes, full prayer。
所以你们可以摆在心中。
And you can use。
下面有四个愿。
And there is always four hopes。
十六节念一下十六节来请。
Let's go to verse 16。
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显现。
这有两个愿。
The two wishes。
十七节一起
verse 17。
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你的引领我们所做的工，我们所做的工，愿你建立。
我们感谢神，有四个月。
We see another hope there, four hopes there。
前面三个愿是希望神的好的一切全部都能够彰显在我们身边身上。
And we can see the many good splendor of God.
第四个愿是说我们所做的希望神来建立。
And the fourth hope is that like God established the work of our hand.
真的我们人真的不配。
We are indeed unworthy.
我们人所做出来的东西都是有限的。
Everything we do are very limited.
也是会凋朽掉的。
Everything that will decay.
没什么长存的。
Nothing permanent.
我们教的孩子。
We have teach our kids.
教完以后他离开了。
After we teach them the leg.
他的力量，你的教导力量还在吗？
And the strength of your teaching are they still there?
感谢神，求神坚
固。We pray that God establish the work of our hands.
当他们远离的时候。
While they were away.
你再怎么跟他讲。
How you going to communicate?
讲完以后
，After you told them，
你跟神祷告说，求神来建立你所做的。
Pray to God that establish the work of your hand.
而且我所做的工，求神来建立。
Establish the work of our hand.
这两句话重复的话语
，is a repetition，
就可以想到我们对孩子的心愿。
This is our hope for our children.
我们希望好好的他听话，而且听话是听进去的。
We want them to hear us. We want them to listen.
现在回到我们自己。
Now we come back to ourselves.
我们知道怎么对孩子们说话。
We know how we want to tell our children.
现在我们变成神的儿子。
Now we are the children of God.
神在跟我们说。
Now in the same way God tells us.
因此我们必须好好把他的意念摆在心中。
We must put his thought into our heart.
所以刚刚讲了有四个求跟四个愿。
There are two petition and two hope, four hopes.
我们来回想一下。
As we look back,
我们今天开始讲到我们人是软弱的。
We talk about the weakness of man.
我们如果靠自己去在月光下去行的话。
As we live our life,
日是很短。
Our days are very short.
可是中间又是劳苦愁的。
And it's full of sorrow and trouble.
充满了叹息。
Just a big sigh.
而且是转眼成空。
And everything comes to an end.
如飞而去。
Everything flies away.
这个是人的软弱的功
能。This is the description of the weakness of man.
这是神的大爱。
Yes, God's great love for us.
他的永远的爱。
His eternal love.
他还我们还不认得他的时候。
The love that before we even know him.
还是罪人的时候。
While we were all sinners.
他就帮我们做了一个挽回的计划。
He provided a redemption plan for us.
让我们借着信他可以回到他身边。
But by believing him, we can come back to him.
然后他就是不断地将他的意念跟我们讲。
And continuously he reminds us of his words.
我们刚信主的时候
，When we just believe，
都是婴儿。
We are just like a young baby.
我记得我孩子
，I remember my children.
在小学的时候
，When they were in elementary school.
啊，教他很多东西。
I taught them so many things.
有一天我就问他
，One day I asked him.
我说你长大以后你想做什么？
What do you want to do when you grow up?
我记得那时候是四年级。
He was maybe 4 years old.
他就跟我说。
He told me.
我想做一个 garbage truck.
I want to be a garbage truck.
我当时吓一跳。
我好笑。
你再怎么选，不要选 garbage truck.
But you want to be a garbage truck.
你至少不要选一个车，选一个人也比较好。
At least be a human being.
我就跟我太太说。
So I told my wife.
我们儿子要做 garbage truck.
Oh,
后来我就跟他的同学问了一下。
So I asked his friend, some of his friends.
原来他的同学里面要的人物啊。
Among some of his friends.
Yeah, 他们我说你们以后做什么
？I asked them, what do you want to be one day?
我就比较放心了。
I become a few more years.
有一个跟我说。
One kid told me.
他希望变成 countertop.
He said, I want to be a countertop.
一个希望一个 chair.
On
the corner.
And he told me he wanted to become a chair.
啊，原来那个时候的年龄。
Actually, that's a normal response at that age.
对，他看到什么他就想。后来我就问儿子。
Later on, I asked my son.
我说你为什么选 garbage truck?
Why do you pick garbage truck?
他觉得声音很响，很 powerful.
He like that powerful noise.
到时候一来。
When the garbage truck comes.
门口脏东西就不见了。
All the garbage is here.
那我的家也有道理。
Good reason.
但是我就想到，
I remember.
我们每一个人
，All of us，
当变成神的儿女之后
，When we become children of God，
也是像婴儿一样的。
We are just like that young baby.
父神跟我们讲的话，我们有时候真的没有听进去。
We very often we do not hear God's word.
我们心中想要的也是我们当时的光景里面想出来的东西。
What we want is what we want at the time.
所以我们必须要经常的听神的意念。
That's why we must meditate on God's soul.
让这些意念使我们越来越成长。
So that His soul can help us grow.
成为脚前的灯，路上的光。
So become the lamp for our path and light for our way.
然后越来越成长。
So that we can all grow.
使得我们得到丰盛的生命。
So we grow into that abundant life.
得到我们一生一世都欢呼喜乐。
So that we can live in God's glory.
所以就把刚刚我们想神的意念来到我们心中。
So as we think about putting God's soul in our heart.
他说把我们的话藏在心里。
Keep your word in our heart.
免得我们得罪了。
So that we will not sin against you.
我们在这个过程中间。
In this process.
我们就被他指引。
We will be lead and guide by him.
成就。
So we will become, we will be accomplished.
也最后神会坚定我们所做的一切事情。
In the end, our way is to establish the work of our hand.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
求你这是接近我们的内心。
We ask you to cleanse our inner being.
让我们愿意认罪悔改。
So that we will repent of our sin.
让圣灵真正感动我
们。That the Holy Spirit may touch us.
光照我们。
Enlighten us.
让我们看到我们的隐恶
We can see our own wickedness.
也让我们在我们的罪孽中愿意反省悔改
So that in our sin we will repent.
让我们就是不断地按照你的 意念而行
That we can learn in your will.
真是喜爱你的律法
That we will come to love your law.
让我们越来越像主耶稣基督
That we will become more like Jesus Christ.
让你的意念真是彰显在我们的身上
May your mind be fulfilled in our life.
让我们一生一世
that all our life
都得到应该得到的平安喜乐
that we receive the blessing that you have for us.
在你的殿中来瞻仰你的荣美
that we stay in your temple to look to you.
让你来坚定我们一切我们所做的事情
and strengthen and establish the work of our hand.
我们这样祷告祈求
we pray all these.
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
I in Jesus' name.